Hello, we're reading from the writings of Shamati, page 363 in the Shamati book, Shamati 213, Acknowledging the Desire. You're welcome to enter our website, hub.info. There you can find and download the article and also send us questions. Selected questions relevant to the topics that we discussed in the lesson will be live. Shamati 213, Acknowledging the Desire. The basic, primary principle is to increase the need, for that is the basis upon which the whole structure is built. And the strength of the building is measured by the strength of its foundation. Many things compel one to labor, but they do not aim at the cause, at the purpose. Therefore, the foundation impairs the whole of the building. Although not for his her sake one comes to her sake, it still lengthens the time before one returns to the goal. Therefore, one must see that the goal is always before one's eyes. As it is written in the Shulchan Aruch, set table, I see the Lord before me always. And one who stays home is not like one who stands before the king. One who believes in the reality of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory, is filled with fear and love, and needs no preparations or observation, only to nullify oneself before the king from his actual nature. Just as we see in corporeal reality, that one who truly loves his friend thinks only of the best of his friend and avoids anything that isn't beneficial to his friend. All that is done without any calculation, and it does not require a great mind, since it is as natural as a mother's love for her child, who only wants to benefit her child. She needs no prior preparations and thought to love her son, since a natural thing does not require an intellect that will necessitate it, but rather it is done by the senses themselves. The senses themselves are truly devoted, since this is how it is in nature, as due to the love for something, they give their heart and soul until they reach the goal. And as long as they do not attain, their life is not a life. Thus, whoever feels, as it is written in Shulchan Aruch, that for him it is similar, etc., he is certainly in wholeness, meaning that he has faith. And as long as one does not feel that he stands before the king, then one is the opposite. Hence, one should see first and foremost regard slavery, and one must regret not having sufficient faith, as the lack of faith is one's foundation. And one should pray for labor and desire to feel that want. For if one doesn't have this desire, it means that one doesn't have the vessel with which to receive the filling. One must believe that the Creator hears every prayer, and that one too will, be salvaged in complete faith.
When looking at the entire creation, we can discern every object in every part, the degree of a desire to sustain itself, meaning to guard itself, its qualities, its state, in which each and every part is or steel, or vegetative, or animate, or humans. What characterizes each and every one is the degree of desire. Because beside the desire, nothing was created. And what we are adding to the desire is only when we have an opportunity to work above the desire. meaning if the still vegetative and animate, and also human beings on the degree of still vegetative and animate, are within the desire to live in it and do not understand how can it be changed in height, in size, in manner, in its usage, meaning in the manner of its usage. So the speaking degree in the person takes on the ability to understand it, meaning to be in a need, a lack, to change the desire, to use it differently. And this ability in using the desire, the lack, doesn't leave one at rest. We see how human beings are existing. How do they live? Dictated the size of the desire, the type of the desire, by the environment. And they are like soldiers trying to perform that. Because they are given the understanding that it's for their sake, that is in their favor. And people who are receiving an additional lack, to work on their nature, work on their desire, whereby the desire is the entire nature's matter, then they are restless because of that. And they're studying, and they want to study and know how can they use the matter, the nature, how can they aim themselves, use themselves, turn themselves in a way that they can attain something that is above nature. Meaning here there's a totally different approach, not to be within nature, rather above it. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches, to use the desire and not to live within the desire, rather to live above the desire, in order to attain supreme reality. Supreme means over the desire, over the matter of creation. But we need to learn how can we manage the desire in order to be above it. Meaning, like being not in the depth of the ocean, in the deep sea, rather to sail above the water, over the waves, to use the wind that is above the water. To live in something that is above the water, to breathe air, to use the force of the wind, to use the water just in order to sail over it. This teaching is what we gradually learning, acquiring, how to use both our matter being the desire, and how can we manage the desire, manipulate it, not to be within it, rather to see it from the outside, to examine it, to change it, to use it not as nature dictates to us, rather the way we choose to use it. This is the ability we can acquire by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, which teaches us systems that we then acquire. This is called the system of the worlds. All in all, 125 degrees of changing, of tuning the desire. Meaning, how can we every time use it in order to achieve something above it? What's above it is very interesting. We are achieving the degree of the upper force that is above the desire that created the desire, and the whole of humanity is existing within that desire, and we begin to construct out of ourselves, above our desire, Ruach, resembling that upper force that created the desire. Truly, Ruach above the desire. And that image, Ruach, like spiritual, is called Adam, that takes the matter and above it builds in order to skip over the material, and above it, he builds a new character, a new image, and then using the matter itself, and also using the Ruach that created it, that matter, and from the two, he builds himself. And by that, one becomes independent, both from the matter, being the desire, and also from the Ruach, the Creator that created that desire. From both. And is being established as independent, included by the matter and the Ruach. However, in a way that he elected freely. This is basically our goal. This is what we must do. We won't feel at rest until we will perform that, because this is how we are built. There are people who will take it in a kind of a essential compelled as a compulsory, and there are people who are obliged or forced, and they too might understand what to do, maybe not on high degrees of the depth of creation, its cause. Yes, those who would follow us, but we will not relax. We won't calm down until we will get to know that character that we have to build out of ourselves, being the character of Adam, that is free both from creator and creation. We also learn from it how to build ourselves to resemble him. However, he, being the creator, is not obligating us to resemble him. Rather, we, on the path of our advancement, specifically in our independence, in our advancement, we come to the recognition that the same form is the right, good, most desirable, most important form. And it's not that we build like that in order to take on the same form as important, rather also above it. It is also always as written, as called faith above reason, is we, by disconnecting from the conditions of our matter and the upper force, in disconnecting from it all, we attain the importance of the quality of bestowal, that there is none above it. These are things that are revealed in us later on. Nevertheless, it should provide us also now with such sensation, importance, that we have the job of constantly elevating above our ordinary existence, our habits, and to find pleasure in disconnecting from reason and habits and values of all sorts that exist in us. Rather, as much as possible, rise and rejoice with the changes, even if they aren't so pleasant for matter. This is something you really must grow accustomed to, that the Ruach, the new form that constantly takes us above more and more and more, a little bit more and a little bit more, through those little actions of birth, well, for that Ruach, that spirit, to be desirable by us. And each time to discover a need for a new degree. There is a desire, there is the chisaron, the lack, and there is the longing. The desire is the matter of creation. It is entirely within creation, however, it is concealed from us and revealed by the need, according to our ability to work with it, in the right form to attain the goal. The chisaron, the longing, that the yearning that we discover are according to the values that we receive in our free choice. Meaning the chesaron, the lack, is the new desire we achieve by scrutinies what's worth a while, what's more beneficial. And the longing is the additional thing. It's like there is speed and acceleration. So, just as speed and acceleration, we have also the lack and the longing. That's it. That the longing doesn't always exist, but the lack, meaning that we are electing the direction and towards it we want to reach, we build the form of a new form of luck. This is already us. Hence, as he says, the matter of revealing the acknowledging the desire, which basically, for what purpose am I working? Either for receiving consequences within the desire, within the matter, called
Balabait,
the host or the landlord, that he wants to receive within the matter that the Creator created him in such way. So there he wants to receive fulfillments. So that, thank God, every day he has it all in order to fill himself up. Does he live as if advancing in life? What does he mean, advancing in life? He advanced towards death, but he considers it as advancement, meaning every time a new desire evokes in him, he fulfills it. And there is work. There is the work we are trying to to work in it. When all kinds of desires are being revealed, and we try to scrutinize, what for? What's the benefit? What is it that I want? To just flow along with those desires that are now revealed, or that I specifically, over them, their revelation, I need to elect a new direction. And there's the work whereby I need to elevate myself above the desire. I'm not looking at it at all. Rather, it exists only within the intention, and only in it I make calculations, and not in the desire for me or for others, even beyond that. So, accordingly, we are advancing. The difference in all our works is what's important. Either I who fulfill myself, this is called the landlord, or the Creator, whom I filling, and by doing so, I so far it's enough for me. I'm not asking about anything else, as if it doesn't exist. So, if I'm concerned for myself, I'm constantly raising the importance of things that can bring me fulfillment. If I'm caring for the Creator, I'm constantly concerned with actions that can fulfill Him. Obviously through the others, meaning outside of me. And accordingly, my life, everything changes. Either I concern for myself only in order to exist, and all the 100% and beyond it, I hand to bestow to the Creator through the society, or that I'm concerned for myself, and then as much as I can through quantity and quality in the time I have till I die, whatever I have to fill myself with, I'll fill up. What importance should I need? What am I in the need of? Accordingly, it is possible to see my goal. Either I demand the importance of the Creator in order to have fuel, otherwise I wouldn't demand even the importance. Otherwise, I wouldn't even want the importance at all, because it's very dangerous to demand His importance. I might enjoy it. Who knows if I'm working because the King is important, and like he who cleaves to the important, he's important too. And if he has everything, so I cleave to him, so I also I guarantee myself it all. Meaning here we have scrutiny of the importance of the King. To what extent I need that importance only in order to bestow upon it, meaning that it's not I who needs his importance. Rather, my matter. And I, in and of myself, I don't take anything out of this importance other than what fulfilled by His importance, my matter, as just like fuel, and perform the job. Then I myself am like a machine, that I fulfill it in order to perform a job for him. And this is all. For myself, not even 1 gram I demand more than what my matter is in need in order to work. That lifts me to a degree of disconnection from my matter, to the degree of Adam. We will have to penetrate that, gradually grow accustomed to it. Obviously, it's not for the masses, for just people out there in the world. Although it is written in many books, in the Hasidicism mainly, it is written. However, we need not talking about it because we need to turn to the person and talk to him only on the height of the desire that now governs him, or to the height that he wants to govern the desire. It is forbidden to go above that. We that are now coming close to spirituality, to the opening of spirituality, then we can already talk about nullification or relinquishing.
Where is that point of examination, whether I demand the importance only so I'll be able to bestow or because I want to enjoy it?
All the scrutinies are scrutinies within man. They aren't scrutinies in actions, tangible, physical, external actions. Hence, it is difficult for us to speak about them. Where is the scrutiny? Well, as I said, I don't know. Ask more, then I'll answer precisely according to the question.
The importance of the Creator, you can ask that for two things. Either one, for me to have fuel so that I can bestow upon him. My machine, as you said, to fill it up with fuel so that it will drive.
All in his direction. And
yes.
Then it is not considered that I'm receiving.
Or I receive the importance of the Creator and I enjoy it. So it's for my own benefit.
Yes, or slightly enjoying. That's not for his sake, for his name.
So where is the, with what examination do I reach that T-junction and I turn to the direction of the importance of the Creator that I needed in order to bestow, or I made the wrong turn towards self-enjoyment?
Now, too, we are pretty much constantly on that crossroad. The more I desire receiving the importance of the Creator in order to bestow upon him, bestow upon the friends, bestowing to the group, and as much as I need to receive the importance of the Creator in order to enjoy myself, so that without enjoying for myself, I am incapable of doing anything. This is my desire. Ratzon. It needs to move. Meaning, definitely, I need to receive importance. The importance of the Creator.
As
then my machine moves and I can do something for him.
אני עדיין נמצא בכל מיני דרגות.
I am still in all kind of
רצון לא מתוקן.
An uncorrected desire, yes? I have all sorts of non-corrected desire that they too, these degrees are Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled. And accordingly, I need to receive for myself. Initially more, then less and less and less and less. However, without profit for myself, without the profit for myself, I am incapable of crossing the barrier. Incapable of ascending, working and bestowing. I must have something for me. This is for the time being, and this is called Lo Lishma, not for the Creator's sake. Lo Lishma, not for Him. Meaning for me, to some extent. Meaning Lo Lishma, not for the Creator's sake, is the following. When I desire, how shall I put it? I want to give everything. However, I must receive for myself. Not as a field, but for myself. In order to serve the Creator or the group. Meaning, this is by necessity. I know that I'm aware and I know. Meaning, we're not talking of necessity here. Rather, say in a month I need to receive $1,000 in order to live, just to exist in the family. And I have that. Now, beyond that, I have to receive per month an extra $1,000. Why? Without it, I can't get up. Without it, I can't come. Without it, I don't feel I have something. $1,000 per family, it's just for existence. However, something for me, something that the first $1,000 isn't considered that I receive, I just exist. The second $1,000, it is considered that I am receiving. I must have it in order to have satisfaction from life. That I receive something. It's a sensation. It's not enough money. It is a sensation that I receive something, that I have a sensation of security, of importance. I examine myself, measure myself with respect to others. Had I lived in some island out there in the middle of the ocean, I wouldn't have needed it. Meaning, all this additional $1,000 are just due to me examining myself with respect to the environment. But I can't without it. Meaning, it is a degree of my connection with the environment. And then I must receive it, that $1,000, because this is my degree of correction. I stand no chance. However, when receiving it, I calm down. I feel that snake up, and I'm willing to tear it apart, and even give it nothing, but I'm incapable. I give it those extra $1,000, it comes down, and then I can bestow and give to others. Meaning, I have two forms. One essential necessity on the part of nature. I need to receive 1,000 calories per day. The other is when I'm still corrupted in my desire to receive, however, I'm aware of it. I am admitting it. I know. I can even weigh those things, yes, and say, yes, I must receive it, otherwise I can't. And this is then called lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake. When I know, examining, measuring precisely, as he says, that the friend bring you an envelope with his debt of, instead of $1,000, $999, or $1. This is how the degree of faith is measured. When you ascend above what you see, they have eyes and see not, totally beyond that, and you are in your corporeal calculation. Well, there are more closer examples or further examples, but either way, this is how we measure the degree of our lo lishma, not for his sake, rather according to the degree of importance. Yes. In the drawing there, you wrote, but must receive for myself. Then it is written,
in order to serve the Creator and the group.
So, does, well, how do they scrutinize if it's like that, or just in order to enjoy the importance of the Creator?
I understand, it's the same question you asked before. I don't know how to answer you. It's an inner scrutiny. You want me to explain it to you, to give you some sort of discernments that are practical, or really discernments in actions that you can measure. Would I have been happier? Would you have been happier if you would got rid of it or not? Make that examination. I have no choice. I must receive from you. Other than, let's say you get me to work for you, you hire me, and for a month I have to receive my $1,000 in order to make a living, to sustain myself. And beyond that, I need to receive some extra thing from you, a little bit. Otherwise, I won't have fuel to work. Otherwise, it's not called that I'm making a profit. When I just fill up my fuel, that's not called profit. I'm working as if on empty. I'm not adding. Where do I add? So give me another $50 every month. No more. But I have to have that. Otherwise, I don't have the interest, the motivation. And I know, I'm aware of the fact that without that I won't be able to work. Where will I take the fuel from? So as it is, I have importance in those $50, plus the importance that I'm doing it for you, which is, let's say, $950, and the $50 you give me in bills. Notes. So I really respect you 99%, but 1% I have to feel that I receive it. Now the question. If I would have gotten rid of that 1% and I would have been happy that I got rid of it, or that I don't want to get rid of this 1%, I'm afraid. What will I make? What will I live off? And that's the question. So the work is in deciding between this or that.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вы сказали материя и дух. Что значит материя и дух? Откуда мы их возьмем?
What is matter and ruach and spirit? What does it mean? Where are we taking it from?
Вот сейчас у нас был конгресс или в нашем соединении этот материя и дух. Как понять, если здесь?
Нагидали мы сейчас кеннес об
Say now we had a congress and the connection between us. What is matter and ruach? How to discern it? How to separate?
The matter is the desire. And the ruach, the spirit, is how do I live above the matter, not for it, but rather in order to bring myself closer to bestowal. To be, well, the spiritual world is the world of bestowal. What, there's no translation? Dion, check him up. The spiritual world is the world of bestowal. Well, here is the matter.
Material.
So down here is the matter, and up here is the ruach, spirit. Up here is spirituality. Ruach, spirituality. The difference between one and the other is how do I use it? How do I use the matter? If I work for the benefit of my matter, so that I would be better off, so I have this plus here, then this is considered that I'm in this world and in the present sensation, and I'm inside the matter. If I begin to work above it, meaning I use my matter in order to be above it, but I use the matter in order to be above it, then it is considered that I'm rising, ascending to the spirit. The distinction between the matter and the spirit is for whose benefit am I working?
What is a ruach? Is it a form? Is it some inner quality or inner quality, tendency that one achieve? What is a ruach?
Zot afchana.
It is a discernment that awakens in the matter called the point in the heart. And if it didn't awaken in the matter, the matter would always only care for itself. Only. The fact that there is this point in the matter that suddenly awakens, that comes to us from the breaking of the vessels, from the light that created the matter, and later on, through the shattering, it penetrated the matter and left within the matter a reshimo called nitzotz, a spark. And we, through that spark, we begin to just simply by holding on to that little spark, by holding on to it, we can rise above our matter. I take that point and I begin to raise it above the matter and I begin to use it. Out of that, already I have two discernments. I have one discernment, which is my matter. That's number one. And the second discernment, which is the point that I start discovering that it doesn't belong to the matter. And between the two of them, I already begin to depict myself. Between the two of them, I begin to see what can be the way to support that number two. And then I build a group here. Kvutza. Here I build the group and all kinds of other means, aids.
Can you say that the Ruach is the greatness of the Creator?
I can develop that, if I'll develop that. But for the meanwhile, I start from the point. Oh, from the group. Later it would be the importance of the Creator. That's correct.
Спасибо.
He understands well. He actually penetrates. Well, shall we move on to the next part? All right.
We are moving to the next part of the lesson.